Amazon's low inventory fees are ridiculous. So ridiculous, they're now delaying them for a month. I wouldn't be surprised if Amazon has to change that announcement a second time. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. In this video, I'm asking some questions. Quite frankly, we don't have the answers to these questions. But one of those questions that I'm wondering is, will Amazon charge me for an end-of-life product? When my inventory goes so low, it triggers the low inventory fee. But what happens if it's the end of its life? We simply went to the case log and asked seller support this and did not get a satisfying answer. So let's dive in. First, the help file, low inventory level fee. And here they have an announcement about delaying it until May. But during April, they'll let you see a transitionary period fee, and then they'll give you a credit back. Right, so it's like slapping you, but putting the cure on your face at the same time. I don't know. But in any case, I've already seen some of these fees come in on my account, and I was looking at an $800 charge. That's $800 for 2 weeks, halfway through April, and that could be as much as $1,600 a month, times up by 12. All of a sudden, Amazon's charging me lots and lots of thousands of dollars more. So it is substantial. It's confusing, and it's not transparent. All of the common things you might see in an FTC complaint. Speaking of which, Amazon has a lawsuit right now with the feds, and it's not on anything even remotely helpful to Amazon sellers. This is the one that would be helpful to Amazon sellers, and I'm sure it will take 5 years before that even starts. So they break down, low inventory fees will apply to standard size products with consistently low inventory relative to customer demand. Anything below the 28 days of supply. But it's confusing because what happens when I'm stocking out of an item and I'm waiting for China or COVID hits again or whatever might happen, and all of a sudden things outside of my business control, I'm now going to be paying Amazon fees for not selling crap. That's ridiculous. It's obviously ridiculous. So going back and forth with seller support, one person wrote to us and said that they had a multi-chain conversation with Amazon. And in that case log, as for issues surrounding low inventory level fee, the low inventory level fee will apply if a product's historical days of supply is below 28 days. The low inventory level fees are not charged when a product is out of stock and there's no inventory to ship to customers. That's still a problem, though, because what happens when I'm in that last month? Why are you going to shiv me on the way down, right? Like, should I discount the product? Should I, slow it down? Should I raise the price? Should I turn off my ads? All of these questions are unanswerable at this time. Six case log responses later, this gentleman was pressing seller support to find out, am I going to be charged in the last month of an item going out of stock? Please answer yes or no. And seller support responds back in the classic way, we cannot answer this question, either yes or no, since the data required for the calculation is not present currently. Isn't that lovely, guys? That seller support can't answer this basic question. Social media is lighting up. Your new Amazon fees got you sweating? Recent fee hikes on Amazon have sellers reevaluating their strategies. Julie Spears says, Amazon has become more creative in finding ways to get more money from sellers this year. And I would even personally liken them to basically becoming Ticketmaster of the Amazon selling world. Side note, Amazon does not have any responsibility if the customer damages your items, which they have in a help file that Izzy points out on LinkedIn. Yes, that's right. If a customer damages your item and then returns it, the buyer just got away scot-free. They will not pay you for that damage. One of the vice presidents at Amazon, Dharmesh Mehta, made a post announcing that they were going to wait a month before implementing this. A lot of people are up in the comment section on this one. Your low inventory fee is an outrage, reads Eric Moore. You're continuing drowning us in fees. It's an outrage. 2017, fees can typically 30 to 32%. Now fees are running over 40%. You are killing our business. If your service was better, maybe us sellers could justify or live with it, but your service to us is pathetic. Constantly losing our inventory, continually closing our products that we can sell, that we sold for years. Seller support is a joke. being lazy and not delivering our products safely to customers, delivering late to customers, hence driving returns higher, not looking at returns to catch fraud on the front end. This is a real story, by the way. There's billions of dollars of customers returning false items or making claims to get free items. Delivering our returns destroyed, hence rendering them useless. The list could go on and on. Whoever came up with this low inventory fee needs to be fired. Drop this fee insanity now. And Abe correctly points out seasonal items are going to be screwed by this. Abe says, I've reviewed our listings and noticed we are being affected by the low inventory fee. Almost all of our items are from the Easter season. Is this the new normal? Anything I can do to prevent seasonal items from being affected by this? Gwen points out that Amazon doesn't even have the ability to accurately predict the days of supply. It's not always relevant or good. Seasonality, low volume, new competitor, price, product fads, PR events, outside marketing activities, one-off volume purchases. Behavioral fees like these are very hard to account for in our understanding of unit profitability. Delayed charges are very hard to account for in monthly profitability. Inbound shipping and receiving issues, particularly Amazon's LTL partner carriers, which due to missed pickups and changed delivery slots can result in inventory inbound being tied up for as long as 3 to 4 months. And you're probably going to charge us for that too. I know they are. That's Amazon. Gotta love Ticketmaster of Amazon. Sellers already struggle with supply chains issues, equipment failures. I'm liking this one. This is a good comment. Kara says it would be amazing to actually have full clarity on how these fees are calculated and what are the sales figures are coming from. Urshad says this is helpful that they're delaying it, but there's so many unanswered questions. How are the historical days calculated? What happens if we want to discontinue a product? What if there are multiple sellers on a product? What if Amazon takes a long time receiving the product? The sell on Amazon actually responded to this one. Historical days are calculated based on the product's inventory levels relative to historical demand, average daily units, average shipped units. You can monitor the historical days or supply of the products in the FBA inventory report to identify products that incur low inventory fees. Discontinued products will continue to incur low inventory fees until the product goes out of stock. That sucks. So I've got 3 units hanging out there. I'm going to pay extra fees for not selling those last 3 units. The historical days of supply calculation is unique to each seller. You will not be charged for the inventory health of other sellers, even if you sell the same products. They don't respond to the fact that there's a buy box rotation issue here. We will proactively reimburse sellers if the low inventory fees are charged due to excessive inbound delays where Amazon or Amazon managed services causes the delay. I do not believe you, Amazon. I do not believe you. Aaron Biner says, oh boy, how lucky we are that they delayed it a month. Yeah. Constantine says, these fees are a trap from start to finish. You have too little, you pay low level fees. You have too much, you pay storage fees. Sellers are not linear or consistent for any product. There is seasonality, economy delays, due to Amazon delays, carriers, because none of these variables are in our control. This fee is simply damned if you do, damned if you don't tax. There's no margin left to squeeze. So along with all of the other fees and expenses, you can expect a mass exodus from the Amazon marketplace. Perhaps this is actually the intended consequence, though. Feature, not a bug. How do you free up warehouse space, reduce the need for more and more employees to gain stock prices multiplied based on ads versus retail? Reduce product offered via reduction of sellers, via increased fees. We appreciate your feedback, communication, and working with sellers, but this seems like the direction we are heading is in the medium term. Lori points out these low inventory fees will never reconcile. There are so many variables that aren't in our control. For example, when Amazon uses Amazon partnered carriers, keep getting pushed back by the carrier. That is not in our control. Then in order to keep it in stock to not incur these fees, we'll send them in more than get hit with the long-term storage fees, fees like a catch-22, no matter how you slice it. Then what's the limited edition items or seasonal items? How does that work? Should we stop selling seasonal items because we will incur low inventory fees when the season is over? And as you get the idea, most of the comments are resonating around this same theme, but I thought it was very important to bring awareness to this issue. And if you are upset, leave a comment and say, low inventory fees are outrageous, because Amazon is going to Ticketmaster us and tax us to death and squeeze all those extra points of margin because they can. Why can they? Because Amazon is a monopoly. Now, I obviously make a lot of money helping Amazon sellers by owning my Amazon guy. And I bring news like this despite the fact that it could hurt my business. But I do it because it's the right thing to do, and I will always defend that. It's not me against you, other Amazon agency. It's all of us against Amazon. So if you like this video, like and subscribe, and check out these other news updates that we've got coming out of Amazon.